to the Insurance Stream. I'm your host, Dave Bowling. Good to be with you again today. It is Thursday, March 21st, 2024. We are concluding our three-part series of How to Humanize Your Brand Online, Boost Trust, Grow Your Agency. Today we're talking about the final piece of the puzzle, social media. Today's episode is sponsored by ePay Policy. All those headaches you have with all those other payment processors, you won't have them with ePay. Go over to theinsurancestream.com, click on services for your agency, click on payment processing. You're looking to speed up your reconciliation, bind your policies faster, and provide an experience that your customers are going to love and that won't make you want to pull your hair out. ePay is the way to go. We appreciate ePay Policy for their sponsorship of today's episode. Shifting the conversation. Social media. This is a huge one. It's one that I'm ashamed to say, and I feel like for how old I am that I should be better at this and I should understand more than what I do. I guess I'm somewhat familiar with Facebook. I have a working knowledge. I'm good at that kind of Instagram, TikTok, Twitter. I'm terrible at those other platforms. I'm horrible at them. And so tell me about what an agency's online presence for social media should look like.
Yeah, no, this is really, I know I'll talk to a lot of agents, you know, at conferences or back when I was working on our, you know, direct sales team working with agencies. It was like, hey, we read this blog or our carrier did this webinar on, hey, we got to post, you know, 5 times a week. And I know it's really easy, like, hey, I'm doing this for a week, blowing up all of my time I need for other things, and I'm just going to give up on it because it's such a big, you know, resource ask.
Well, then you don't get any likes, right? You post this stuff and nobody clicks like. And so it's like,
no, I hear you. Because it is that slow burn. Never like, mind. You're not feeling like, hey, you know, I started doing this and I'm immediately getting results.
Right.
Yeah. No, 100%. So I definitely don't recommend, you know, first thing is, you know, unless you're doing paid, you know, post boosting on like Facebook and Instagram or, you know, on LinkedIn, you know, it's really, you know, you got to ask people to follow you on social media, you know, build, send out invites, put that in your signature for a while until you get some traction, ask people verbally to do it, you know, have like a QR code in your office. But yeah, it's really, you know, you got to get people following you so that, you know, if you're putting all that energy into posting content, nobody's going to see it. You know, if you're, you don't have followers, we're going to see that popping up in their timelines or feed. But yeah, this is a really good place. You know, it, sometimes I feel like places have gotten better about this. I feel like around the start of COVID and year or two before, a lot of places were doing, you know, all these webinars about like, hey, you know, Facebook's a thing. You don't need a website anymore because of Facebook and like
what
social media.
Terrible just
like
this. Who said
yeah.
that? Ugh. You don't have to call them like, out up here. It's okay. But
just like,
shame
you know
on
what I mean?
Them.
It's like, instead of being like, hey, this is a tool in my toolkit right. of how I'm going to, you know, win and influence folks locally, like, hey, this is the silver bullet, like miracle cure. It's like, hey, just post on Facebook and they'll come. But so don't get me wrong, definitely important.
Yes.
For leads though, you know, people aren't really going out to like, hey, I'm going to do a search for a local business on Facebook. It's usually part of that second step of like, hey, I did a Google search. Hey, these guys showed up on the first page along with these 5 other agencies. Am I going to call 5 agencies for a quote? No, I think 3 sounds like a more realistic number. Hey, let me look at reviews. Let me look at social media to figure out like, who gives me the best, you know, feeling, who gives me the best vibe that this is going to be a good use of my time and I'm going to, you know, be glad that I made the call to them. So, you know, having consistent content on social media gives that, you know, impression that like, hey, this agency's active and responsive. You know, if you're responding to reviews, you know, going back to what we were talking about before, you know, really make sure like if somebody comments on,
humanizing.
You know, social media, yeah, like, and it really goes back to, I know a lot of times, like with movies, people talk about like, hey, you know, show, don't tell, like, don't have your character, like, talk for a minute about their background, like, have an actual flashback or show the audience what's going on. I really, like thinking in those terms with, online marketing, because anybody can be like, yeah, let me put this line of text that, yeah, we have the best service in town. But the
That
real,
looks
show is like, hey, I've got these Google reviews from my happy policyholders. I'm pulling those in and featuring those on my website or on social media. Like, here's real stuff my real clients say about me. So, yeah, really, pulling in stuff like that. Or, if you do a lot of commercial insurance and have, good like relationships, you can be like, hey, here's our local business of the month. And it's, hey, I'm doing them a favor, bringing attention to them. They're doing me a favor, letting me show them off as like, hey, this is a business everybody locally is probably familiar with, and they do business with me and trust me for their insurance needs. And then, I know a lot of times folks are, hesitant to like, hey, we don't have perfect, professional headshots right now. This is just often an iPhone. But, really, even if you're not putting, definitely, I get why people don't want to put emails out there with the amount of auto-generated spam nowadays. But if you put, staff headshots on your website, like we were talking about earlier, just show like, hey, you're on social media. Hey, this is our CSR. Like, this is our staff we're highlighting of the month. Or, hey, it's this person's birthday. Really just coming across as like, this isn't an abstract business. These are real human beings. They've got lives just like you. You're going to like talking to them. They care about you. Building that, kind of parasocial individual relationship really goes a long way in, the good use of time with social media. I get like, and sometimes people I feel like think, hey, I need to write this blog post for social media versus like, hey, you've got a camera in your pocket, at all times of the day, grab a quick photo and put a caption on it. Have it be something like, hey, somebody, something fun or cute, like, hey, so and so, like our producer brought their golden retriever into the office, something that's gonna, doesn't have to be, and don't get me wrong, it is good to ask for quotes and have things that are educational about policy, but this is a really, social media is a good opportunity to, A, when somebody's going to vet, you build that kind of human connection. And then B, I know it's really hard and y'all are super busy, growing your book, going through renewals, probably, doing net promoter score surveys and figuring out like,
Probably
hey,
quoting a whole bunch of renewals and getting no results at all for it if you're on the personal line side right now. Terrible.
oh man.
Anyway, yeah, they're doing
Yeah.
stuff. Go ahead.
Yeah. But yeah, you're going through all that. I know, it's impossible to like, hey, I'm getting FaceTime with all these people passively every month. You don't have time to just like, hey, let me ring up this policy holder and see how things are doing and remind them that I exist. But that's a good, if your policy holder follows you on LinkedIn or follows you on Facebook, and they see those regular posts, that's a great, kind of getting as close as you can to like, oh yeah, there's this nudge, they exist. Oh yeah, like here's this picture of their office. Oh yeah, I remember this about them. And it really helps them feel like in the back of their head, like, oh yeah, I'm like have a close relationship with my agent. I see stuff from them all the time versus like, hey, I haven't talked to them in 6 months, or I haven't talked to them in almost a year. Now I'm having this renewal conversation, which hopefully is in a state where you can get that policy through on the personal line side right now.
For sure. Yeah, and it's difficult to manage all these aspects. And so, it's yeah, the personal aspect of the social media I think is huge, right? Because then like you said, the whole overarching theme of this these podcasts is humanizing it. And so, I think that everything we do brings back to the question, does the consumer who's reading this information know me, know my office? Like you said, know the dog that comes in the office every day. Know, you know what I mean? These little tiny things. And I was in a mastermind meeting with an agent from Oregon. And yeah, she said that one of the posts that got the most amount of views was a post about her dogs at home, like not coverages, not.
Yeah.
And she posts about books that she reads, and highlights the book of the month, even though it's got nothing to do with insurance. Often they're leadership books or different things like that. But making this personal connection so that way her audience feels like they know her, and they I get on the phone asking about the dog or about that book you read or whatever. And she said it's game changer. And so
Yes.
definitely something that I need to work on for me. And again, it takes time, right? So let's end with this, unless you've got something else for the agenda. Tell me the, because so far we've talked about, so today we talked about social media. We also talked about, you know, local listings, online reviews, the website. In order for an, and I don't even know, so I'm putting you on the spot, so I apologize if you
don't. Sure.
But it's just a curiosity.
Yeah.
If an agent hoofs it themselves, right? And it probably, there's variables widely based on skill level, right? Because if you're you know, a elderly insurance agent that is not familiar with online presence, that's not, you know, that it's going to take you a lot longer to do than a 25-year-old that grew up mm-hmm. with a computer in their lap, right? So there's some variables there, but like on average, do you guys have any data or any stats on the average agency owner doing it themselves for website, online review, social media management, or online review local listing management, social media management? How long does it take if they're doing it by themselves? And then what is the time saving difference of going to Brightfire? Do you guys have numbers on that, or is that so wildly different for every agency?
Yeah. And a lot will tell us. Yeah. So I wish we had stats on that. That would be amazing to see. But yeah, a lot of times people will come in like, you know, hey, anecdotally, like, yeah, I was spending hours a week. You know, I had like 3 hours blocked off to draft like blog posts and social media content. And then you're right, there is some scale to it too, because sometimes we'll work with folks who know, like, hey, I've got this, you know, something that looks like it's a GeoCities page from 2004. Hey, I know it's not great. I just wanted to spin up what I could, you know, in my time. You know, so I got this Squarespace site that's very limited. Now I've got my feet off the ground. I've got the cash flow to invest in doing something better. Or some will, you know, hey, I've got, you know, my wife was in marketing for a long time. She does our website for us. There's definitely a broad spectrum, but yeah, we really want to offload whatever time it is taking for you.
Sure.
Offload all of that, you know, reviews and reputation, something that if you've got a good process in place, you know, then you're getting reviews, you know, not necessarily like a huge time sink on a daily basis. It's just, you know, baked into your process. Something right. Like local listings, you know, like you were talking about that dashboard. If you don't have that, or, you know, like, hey, here's the process to find like duplicate listings. And some of those are like data aggregators that we have, you know, hey, we have access to because we have a developer account with them. But yeah, that's something that you can get really off in the weeds in, or like, oh man, I just realized I haven't checked my listings in over a year. Like, now I've got all these new problems I gotta fix.
Over a forever, right?
Yeah. So yeah, definitely, you know, we kind of want to look at, you know, and by the way, like, support is included with these services. We're not doing like, oh, that'll be 3 billable hours, please. Right. You know, to get folks' perspective. So we've got over 2,500 agencies we work with. And right. In an average month, our team's taking care of over 1,000 support tickets and about 300 Zoom sessions with folks. If they've got, you know, like more in-depth questions, or like, hey, I see this in my analytics, you know, but going back to the technical jargon, hey, I see these trend lines. What the heck is this number? Like, what's a good range for this? We're happy to walk through and make sure they understand all of that. So we kind of look at it as like, hey, you're not to a scale where you've got, you know, this marketing team, you know, full-time on staff. So you're kind of outsourcing that. So, you know, you're focused on your book, and, you know, you can send, you know, hey, I need this updated, or we've got this thing going on. You can let us know about that, and we're taking care of the work for you.
Absolutely. So, and to get connected with Spencer and all those fine folks over there at Brightfire, you can go to theinsurancestream.com, click on services for your agency, and then click on digital marketing. And it will connect you with, and then you can go claim your Insurance Dream discount. You heard about it here on the Insurance Dream. They've got a discount for that, so that's pretty handy. Discounting an already low price is always a good thing for business owners, especially business owners that are trying to survive and grow through a hard market. Spencer, we appreciate having you on. I'm excited to have you back. We're going to be bringing more content to our listeners as far as, you know, digital marketing and if you want to hoof it on your own, you can listen in and take some of the grains of wisdom that Brightfire is going to be sharing with us. And you can do that. You can also, as I said, services for your agency on the insurancedream.com digital marketing. You can get them. I would get a quote at least, right? Because even if you're like, I probably can't afford it right now, go get a quote, see how much it costs. Your guys' pricing model is super transparent. So, it's very, very simple, straightforward, and easy to understand. So you could be like, if I just did this, this is what it would cost. And then if I bundled these, this is what it would cost. At least go get a quote, because you should know how much it's costing you, right? Because if Brightfire charges $200 a month and it's taking you 6 hours, does the math pencil out on not paying $200 a month? I don't know. Probably not. But you should at least know where these price points are at, even if you think you can't afford it, to know, but again, we're going to be the whole purpose of this podcast is bringing accurate, reliable information that is actionable to insurance agency owners. So we hope you'll tune in throughout everything we do with Brightfire, because it's just a wealth of information to help you grow your agency. And Spencer, we appreciate your time today.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. Always great talking with you, Abe. We're really excited for a relationship with the podcast, and yes, feel really lucky to be part of you building your new retail brand.
Yeah, I feel really lucky that I stumbled across you at that conference, because I was like, man, like, this was on my to-do list, and now it's off. It was wonderful. All right, we will talk to you next time, and we'll see all you listeners tomorrow. Thanks so much.